I completely support the truancy law in the state of Tennessee. However, it applies to all students. And I think that there should be some difference between all students and children that are challenged with multiple medical conditions and special needs. So a perfect example is if my son, being autistic, has some type of a meltdown and the bus is out there waiting for him, do I tie him up with a rope and throw him on the bus and make him go to school? No. As a parent, I make a decision that it's in my son and the school's best interest that he stay home and, you know, work through whatever the emotional meltdown is that caused him to act in such a way. Whether he's sick, because he is diabetic, if his sugars are running high, if he's having diarrhea or throwing up, that doesn't warrant a trip to the doctor every single time. And the judge said that unless he has a doctor's excuse, it's absolutely unexcused absence. But that's not the case. And any parent that has a child with multiple medical conditions, such as Spencer, understand that you don't take your child to the doctor every time something happens.